The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We have a special guest coming up here in a little while, a fellow by the name of Dirk, who is a legally blind fellow. He's with the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America. Been very successful at taking game, even though it's very difficult for him to see. And we're going to talk to him in a little bit. Not sure where he's calling in from, but our buddy Chuck Spohr, who's the state director for that organization, is going to call in, and we'll learn a little bit more here in a few minutes. So, Pepe, be prepared for that. And Brian came in, and we had a small conversation. Brian Farlow, this is going to be his last week at the producer spot for the first hour. He's changing his shift to somewhere else in the schedule of the station, and he won't be working the overnights anymore. So we don't know who's going to be here next week. We just don't know. So we'll figure that out next week. But, hey, in 28 years, we've had quite a few producers, as a matter of fact. We started out with Penny Gishler, who's still with the station doing the traffic now. We started out there, and then, oh, my, I can't remember all of them, but we've had a number of them throughout the years, including Brian Tilton before he moved to another station and became Ron Smith's right-hand man. And Brian now still does the website here for the for Ellis Outdoors. He's the one who puts the podcast up. So we're moving right along. And our newest addition here is Pepe. So, you know, we had to break him in right. And yell at him a few times, but you're doing better. You're doing well. He's just adapting to the whole system here, so that's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Whatever you'd like to talk about, we'd like to talk about. So bring it on. Last hour, if you missed it, we talked about Letha Grimes on here, and she talked about the scoping regulations and the public comment period. And what I didn't realize until another listener by the name of Adam from down in the Hooper's Island area sent me this the other day. He's talking about bills that were passed by the General Assembly during the 2016 session, including one that is cleaning up the regulations. And there was a fin fish trot line for commercial use. House Bill 63 provides the department the ability to regulate the use of commercial fin fish trot lines, primarily for catfish, but God knows what you're going to catch on them. The original intent was vague due to multiple statutory interpretations. The rules of the department are considering this. 12-foot maximum length on trot lines. There's no limit on the number of trot lines. There's no limit on the number of hooks per trot line. It says let users self-regulate. Allow the total length limit to limit the number. The trot line must be set in water no less than 6 feet at mean low tide. Must be set at least 6 feet below the water surface. A 5-aught is the minimum hook size. A circle hook must be used. The crab trot line float is the float, and all live bait will be prohibited. There is no, other than March 1st to June 15th, the baits must be set on the bottom. No suspended baits allowed. from March 1st to June 15th. I assume that's to protect striped bass, but prohibit finfish trout fishing gear in the main stem of the bay below the Bay Bridge, including the Pocomoke and Tangier Sounds, but above the Bay Bridge and in the tributaries. Katie, bar the door. Have at it. Here's my buddy Chuck, all the way from Ocean City. How are you, Chuck?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You trying to keep it quiet?
Yeah, the missus is still asleep.
I got it. Yes, very nice. And you sent me a picture of a ticket that you apparently were at Ocean Downs the other day.
Yeah, last night down to Ocean Downs. And when that horse came up in the program, I just had to bet it.
You bet it. A $2 bet on a horse named Up by Five.
Right.
And, of course, I immediately came to your mind.
That's right.
And you won $580 on a $2 bet.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you were that confident, you know, in that, I'm surprised you didn't bet more.
Well, I'm not that confident.
You weren't always confident I'm up at 5 every Saturday.
Right. Well, it's me the one that has a problem getting up at 5.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. No doubt.
Oh, well, I have Dirk on hold.
Okay.
From Alabama.
Okay.
Let me bring him in.
All right.
Dirk, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Dirk.
This is Alan Ellis on the radio.
Hi, Dirk.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Introduce yourself to our listeners, please.
Okay. My name is Dirk, like D-I-R-K, Price. Like
okay.
Price is Right.
Got it. And where do you hail from? What's your hometown?
I am in Red Level, Alabama.
Red Level, Alabama. That sounds like
L.A.
That sounds like a lovely place to live.
Well, not this time of the year. It's a little too hot.
Yeah, well, it's in the 90s here, and the humidity's kicked back up here in the last couple of days. But we feel your pain down there, that's for sure.
Well, it's a nice place to live. Other than the heat and the fire ants, if you can put up with that, you're fine.
I gotcha. Dirk, let me ask you, how long have you been hunting?
Well, I hunted as a young man for about 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and progressively over my lifetime lost my eyesight. And
care to share how?
I have retinitis pigmentosa,
okay.
A degenerative retinal disease. I was diagnosed in first grade,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't see good when I was young at night. I could see pretty normally during the day. It went very slowly. About 1980, I quit driving a car, and in the 90s, I quit driving a golf cart after I put it in the pond several times.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I've been hunting now since I've run into the PCBA probably about 4 years.
Okay, so this was a thing that you grew up doing and just thought you may never do it again after you lost your sight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you're legally blind. You can see shadows and forms and things. I guess you can't see. Or are you totally blind?
I'm pretty much totally blind.
Totally blind.
I have a little bit of light perception out of one corner, which is almost useless.
Got it. Yeah. So, PCBA was the lifeline.
Yep, the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America.
And it's bow hunting. It's not exactly pointing a rifle or a shotgun downrange. It's got to be pretty precise. So you got to be pretty good with a crossbow. I'm assuming you're using a crossbow. Is that correct?
Yep. I was actually donated a Scorpid crossbow last year by
nice.
Miss Doe P. Buck Lures out in Iowa.
Okay. That's great.
I run into them in at the ATA show.
Yep.
I was there with Chuck.
Yep.
And they give one away every year to a good neighbor, and based on the fact that I work with the Lions and I work with a fishing tournament down here for the blind, and help some other nonprofits for the disabled, they thought I was a good fit. So, boy, I was tickled to death with that thing.
Man, you know, the hunting community is a pretty good-natured bunch of people for the most part. And I mean, there are bad apples in every bunch, just as we all know. But, you know, for folks that are in need, and I'm not saying needy, I'm saying just, you know, that need some help, they're more than glad to step up and do what they do, you know.
Yep.
So, well, I got a picture of you the other day with an antelope.
Yep.
Pronghorn antelope. And apparently you just shot this thing a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago.
It was around the 15th of August.
August, yeah, okay. So 2 weeks ago, roughly. So where were you hunting?
Okay, I was with a PCBA-sponsored hunt in the extreme southwest corner of Wyoming.
Okay.
It was real close to Utah.
Right.
On both the south and west.
Yeah, Wyoming is not well known for its antelope population. I'm kidding.
I was hoping you were kidding.
I
was
kidding.
They were all over.
I know they're like I don't even know what to tell you. They're like, I mean, they're just tons of them out there. They're like white-tailed deer on the eastern shore. My goodness, it's just amazing how many antelope there are out there. And set the hunt up for me, if you would. Tell me the whole scenario. So here you are. You are without sight. And how does this work for you? Tell me.
Well, my wife dumped me off at the Pensacola, Florida airport with my CNI dog.
Okay.
Crossbow case and the airlines do a really good job if you tell them you need help.
Right.
No problem there getting through Atlanta. The stewardess come up the walkway with me, and she saw my shooting bipod in my hand, and she said, "That's not what I think it is it?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going antelope hunting." And I could sense this funny look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how in the hell are you going hunting if you can't see?
Right.
And we'll get into the adaptive equipment later, but back to your question about Wyoming, flew into Salt Lake City. The hunt coordinator picked me up at the airport. The dog's walking me through the airport, and I'm not hard to spot with that dog. Took me to the place I was staying. There was another gentleman who had driven out from Michigan, was my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me a bunch. We went fishing on Flaming Gorge Reservoir the first day. I arranged a trip that four of us went out on. We had a guide. We caught 18, 2 to 4 pounds landlocked salmon they call kokanee.
Yep.
And also some lake trout they call mackinaw.
Mackinaw, mm-hmm.
And had a great day. That was Saturday. Sunday we sighted in the bows. Met everybody. There were 7 hunters that the PCBA brought out there. Guy in a wheelchair from New Mexico, another guy in a wheelchair from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the guy from Michigan. There was a lady from Indiana. There was a stroke victim lady from Ohio, and another gentleman missing a hand from Georgia.
Okay. So what I'm interested in, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but you said we sighted in the bows.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for you?
Keyword
being sight.
Right, right. Well, my buddy had sighted the thing in. It's got a regular crossbow scope on it.
Right.
With the 4 recticles on it. And I have purchased this new device, which is the first time I used it this year. It's called a G-Line Smart Shoot Adapter. That's G hyphen, the letter G, then hyphen, and then L-I-N-E.
Okay.
You can find it on Google. There's several places sell them. It's
All right.
actually manufactured in Eastern Europe somewhere.
Hmm.
Picture a barrel about 4 inches long that twists on either end, and the one end constricts and clamps to the outside of your scope.
Right.
Holds it to the scope.
Okay.
The other end, there's a plate, and you buy the plate that matches whatever style of iPhone or Samsung phone you have,
mm-hmm.
and that plate screws to the other end of the that barrel deal that I was talking
about. Okay.
The plate has a hole in it that matches up the lens of a smartphone directly in line with the scope.
So okay.
You slide this iPhone, there's two little stop pins to keep it straight, and then there's two little thumb screws that actually clamp the iPhone to this plate. So
right.
You've got an iPhone camera that's looking right through the scope, and you use the camera mode of the phone, displays the crosshairs and the target right on the screen of the phone.
Okay.
The PCBA supplied me with a spotter. He sat in the blind with me all day, and that thing auto-focuses. It comes in crystal clear on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he could direct me up, down, left, or right, and when to shoot.
So the spotter is the one with the phone.
And the phone's attached to the crossbow, to the scope of the crossbow. He's just sitting there looking at it.
Oh, he's looking at your phone. Okay,
he's looking at my phone.
So you're sitting in the blind,
right?
Is it a ground blind or a hard blind?
Yeah, it was a big pop up.
Big pop up ground blind. So you're sitting there in the blind next to a water hole.
Correct.
Waiting for the antelope to come in and water, which is typical bow hunting technique for antelope during archery season. So you're there, and you've got a spotter. So your spotter can or can't necessarily see the antelope the same angle you are, but he can see the cell phone photo.
That's right.
So you are pointing the crossbow downrange. Your spotter's looking at your cell phone device that's connected to the scope. And he looks at you, and he's sitting, I'm assuming, over your shoulder. Is that correct?
Yeah, behind me and to the side.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so he's looking at this. And as he's watching this sight picture on the antelope with this device, he says to you, you got to move your bow an inch to the left or an inch to the right, or he's walking to the right or he's walking to the left. And you know, you got to have kind of a hunter's instinct when he's telling you that to kind of track on this. And if he says up, down, left, or right, he waits till that sight picture's perfect, and then he says, there you go, pull the trigger.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
What a rush.
Yeah, I guess it would be. I mean, I'm getting a little goosebumply here thinking about all that. That's pretty cool, man.
It is, and you can video it.
Yeah, I guess you could if you got your iPhone right there.
A lot of sighted hunters are now using this device, same device, to get a video of their kill. It works great.
Interesting. Very interesting. Wow, Dirk. Well, now, okay, the antelope is just, I'm guessing, in the last several years, just one of your accomplishments. What else have you been able to hunt?
This is the third PCBA hunt that I have attended. I started out using green lasers.
Okay.
First went to Michigan. That's where I first met Chuck Spore, actually.
Right.
And I saw a doe there. Well, I saw a doe. They told me it was a doe.
Right.
In the field, and I didn't realize that when we turned that laser on, the deer spooked. We didn't know why that deer just spooked.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. So I didn't get one there. The next year, I was at the Indiana hunt,
mm-hmm.
which was an all-expense-paid food, travel,
nice
licenses, lodging, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through five lasers that thing. I brought two that malfunctioned. There was another one that malfunctioned, and they brought two out of the PCBA trailer. One of them, we had to wrap a garden hose around it because it was too small to fit in the rings. They didn't do very good. The last day, I got a yearling.
Yep.
With one laser that, thank goodness, finally did light when it was supposed to. That was my first deer in 40 years since I was a young man.
Well, that had to be a thrill, too.
That was.
Absolutely. Wow.
For those guys to sit there and fuss with them lasers trying to get something that would work for me over a period of 3 days, they're dedicated and intent on getting me a deer.
And I'm guessing this new technology is far, far better than the laser deal.
It is. The lasers just weren't dependable. They're hard to see when it's bright out.
Mm-hmm.
They actually spooked the deer.
Mm-hmm.
We had two does come in, and when that light went on, it wasn't even hitting them. I mean, they just took off.
Wow, that's crazy.
They absolutely could see it. And then, you know, I've done a little bow hunting here in South Alabama and some rifle hunting. I missed the same doe twice last year.
Good job.
With a 30-06. Somebody, he was draped all over the top of me trying to look through his scope, holding the barrel and trying to keep me steady. It was kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the technology that you have is probably the best way to go on that. So
that thing cost me about $159.
Well worth it.
Off of the internet. They're on the internet. Just Google G-line.
G-line, okay. That's pretty cool.
There's another cheaper thing that I found at Cabela's. I hadn't used it. It's called an IC-2.
Okay.
I got it at Cabela's. It's called a co-witness scope adapter.
Right.
It actually has a Picatinny rail on one side and
right.
a ring on the other, and it clamps to the existing scope, and then it throws the other scope up and out about 6 inches where somebody's not trying to get their head in the same place you are.
I got it. Sure.
I hadn't used that, but it looked like it would work.
Mm-hmm.
And Cabela's had them on sale for about $20. You have to buy some rings, but you can actually put two scopes on a weapon.
Right.
Like if you got your kid with you and you want to, you know, see what he's shooting at, you
mm-hmm.
both be looking through a scope.
I'm looking at the G-line stuff online right now while you're talking, and I get the concept now. It wraps around your scope and put your cell phone up there, and it's all good.
It's a very well-made product. It's machined accurate, and I hadn't had any problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
The phone self focuses, and I've been told the newer iPhones, I just had an old 4S that
mm-hmm.
somebody gave me. The newer ones will actually video it in slow motion.
Nice.
And use a lighted knock. My guide forgot to hit the record button, so I didn't get a I didn't get a recording of the kill, but I did get the animal. That was the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, let's hope they work with the Android system too. I don't know if it's just an iPhone
they
or
do.
Not, but that's good.
You have to buy the right plate,
sure,
where the hole matches up and the clamping screws are there.
Got it. Very nice. Well, look, I appreciate you joining us this morning and telling us about your hunt and telling us about your adaptability to be out there. And what that says to me is that if there's a will, there's a way, and that you have found that you can get back to what you used to do as a kid, despite the fact that you've pretty much entirely lost your sight.
Yep.
And the PCBA, the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, is a great group. It deserves the support of the hunting community. And Chuck, here in Maryland, you're the man. Do you want to give your phone number, Chuck, or just have him go to the website?
But, well, actually, the website, we've got it up. We're working on getting it all updated, but we finally got our new website up.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's physicallychallengedbowhunters.org.
Okay.
Or our Facebook page.
I know you're the Facebook guy.
Well, yeah, I'm the administrator of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, if somebody would call in, you know, you have my number.
I do, yes, I can do that if somebody wants to
give it out. If somebody doesn't ask you for it.
Very good.
I just want to mention Dirk. He's amazing. He is really a truly amazing man and hunter. He has gotten to where he's going to host a Pizza Day hunt down in Alabama in January. And he's doing all the work himself, basically. He set food plots on his farm and things like that. So there'll be some other lucky hunters from PCBA that go down there and hopefully get a chance to score.
Now, you got selected for an antelope hunt yourself, didn't you, Chuck?
Yeah, that was back in 2013, yeah.
Right, right. What do you got coming up? Delaware. You're going to Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah, got it. Well, good.
Yep.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to make a commitment right now, Chuck. If any of the other fellows, and this is for you too, Dirk, any of the other fellows in PCBA need one of those G-Line adapters, Ellis Outdoors will step up right now and provide one of those at no charge to whoever needs it.
Wow, that's tremendous,
great.
Alan.
So just let me know what you need, where you need it. Chuck, you and I will coordinate that, and
sure.
We'll go from there. How's that sound?
That's tremendous.
Yep. And, Dirk, if you're ever in Maryland, we'd love to invite you. We have an event coming up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and Chuck, I'm sure, has helped it fill you in on that a little bit. March 25th, if you are able to make it to Maryland, come as our guest to our event.
I appreciate the invite.
Yes, sir. I understand how schedules are and things like that, but it's the invitation's open, and the invitation's open to call the show anytime.
Dirk has a very busy schedule.
I'm sure he does. Yep.
Welcome. He's got another fishing trip planned.
Good for him. Good for you, Dirk. Yep. Thank you.
Anything to get me out of the South in the summertime.
All right. Good deal. Gentlemen, we've got to take a break. We're going to let you go. Chuck, you know how to get me, and I know how to get you. So if anybody calls or emails me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Pass on the information.
I'll be more than glad to do it.
All right. I'll be talking to you.
All right, Chuck. Thank you again, Dirk.
Thank you, Alan. We'll see you.
Congratulations on the antelope.
I appreciate that.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that, folks? How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we have got to make up some time on a commercial break here. Pepe's about jumping out of his skin over there because he thinks we're going to run out of time. Why don't we just do the commercials the rest of the half hour? Let's do one anyway. What are we going to do here first? Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, crabbing season is good. I mean, it's hot out there, but if you need anything for crabbing, I'm going to ask you to take a look at Clyde Sports Shop selection. They have the crab traps. They've got the 66 low-profile Foxy Mate with four-door. They've got the topless T120s that stack. They've got the blue claws. They've got all the trot lines that you could need. A 1,000-foot snood trot line, just $179.95. The weights, the floats, the bait bags, the snoods, anything for crabbing, even baskets and lids. They've got accessories like measures and tongs and gloves and mallets and all the crab bait, the salted eel, the chicken necks, and more. Even have the aluminum steamers to cook your crabs in, 20 to 50 quart, and their own custom seasoning. They got the crab hotels, the commercial crab pots. You get the idea. Your crabbing headquarters in Baltimore is Clyde's Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, and the 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474-247-FISH, Clyde's Sports Shop. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, my buddy Denny Stauffer is having his annual sportsman's auction Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. It's 2140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown. Not very far. They're accepting consignments from you, our listeners, and that's why he called me the other day and said, hey, can you tell your listeners about this? They're looking for firearms, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing. Turn your extra items into cash by Stauffer's Auction. Give Denny a call at 301-791-6896, or you can email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with Denny. Bring a friend to the auction. Website where you'll see everything listed, www.stauffersauctionco.com. The phone number one more time, 301-791-6896. Attention, gun owners, hunters, shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop excuse me, for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo, reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, guess what? Hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70, Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook, Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for a field edge, deep in the woods or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website. Then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
There goes a little Three Dog Night. What is it? Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's got the bullfrog calling me, and now Jeremiah, the bullfrog, never understood a single word he said. What's the bullfrog thing running through the... Today's theme is bullfrog. I gotcha. Okay. Oh, by the way, follow-up. Airbow, Crossman Pioneer Airbow. Talked to wildlife officials earlier, and the Crossman Airbow regulations are going to be put on the Maryland Register here in the next couple of weeks. And what that means is this device will be legal only in Maryland for only firearm season. The airbow will not be available for bow season, or not be allowed for bow season, not be allowed for the muzzleloader season. It was voted against for muzzleloader season by the Wildlife Advisory Committee. So there you go. Hey, if you're following Facebook, take a look at the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and you will be interested in some of the news that's on there. A couple of letters that I've shared with you on the air, and more. We're adding more daily. The Facebook page is back active a little bit now. Our dove hunt coming up is September 17th, and we have space for some shooters. We're going to provide lunch, a pulled pork lunch. The Grillmeister over there in Chestertown is going to help us out with some pulled pork sandwiches, and we're going to have baked beans and coleslaw and cold drinks, and we're going to tailgate that deal right there at lunchtime, and we'll be sending an email out to everybody here shortly about the details, where to meet, but it's going to be a beautiful place near Kennedyville, a nice farm where we're going to meet. Been there a couple times, talked to Tom Slavin the other day, and Tom says the sunflowers are ready, and he's encouraged with the amount of doves that are flying around. So if you can make that, September 17th, we'd love to have you, and that's all on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can also connect through the Facebook page, facebook.com/mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we'll be more than glad to help you out with that. So we've got all that going on. There's a lot. Our summit's coming up on September 25th. That'll be preceded by a meeting of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. It's kind of a getaway, kind of a retreat for those guys, all the lawmakers that are sportsmen interested. Probably 40 or 50 lawmakers somewhere in that ballpark or right in between there. We'll be gathering in Western Maryland to a little summit that the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association both sponsored for those guys. And they'll be talking about sportsmen's issues. Our advocate, lobbyist Bill Miles will be there talking to talking to the caucus about what hunters need and want. That'll be followed by the summit on the 25th. If you are an organization officer and would like to be invited to the summit, we caught as many of them as we possibly could. We've got all the representatives of all the clubs in the five westernmost counties. But if you represent an archery club, if you represent a sportsman's club, if you're an officer in a conservation group and like to go to the summit, email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll send you an invitation. There's no charge for the summit. I want to thank the Maryland Bowhunter Society for providing us with lunch this year. They've underwritten the cost of the lunch for the assembled summit attendees. We had 24 folks there last year representing 17 organizations, and it's all to take a look at what the needs of the hunting community are and what we need to consider for potential legislation. We got a confirmation. A wildlife director has it on his calendar. We got representatives from just about every organization here in Maryland: the trappers, the waterfowlers, the bow hunters. We've got a couple of independent clubs showing up. We've got, oh my, a lot of folks. And this is what the coalition is all about, a coalition of hunting organizations. So, you know, get involved. And it's free membership still, even after 2 years. We haven't charged anybody to be a member. And, you know, we're still able to maintain our contract with our lobbyist despite not charging for a membership. So, you know, we've got some good support out there, but we need your support to maintain and continue this organization and the growth of this organization. So check that out. Our number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We have time for a couple of calls, and then we're going to have to take a break to finish the rest of the sponsors towards the end of the hour. So, you know, now is your window of opportunity. Captain Don from down there in Pasadena is listening from Taunton River, Massachusetts in Battleship Cove. Sent me a nice picture, and he's listening up there. Thank you very much, Captain Don. Always appreciate you checking in from wherever you might be traveling since your retirement. And there we go. There's a caller, finally. I feel like I've been talking forever. I think I have. Let's see where Mike's calling in from. Another Mike. All right. I don't have anything to say. There's Mike in Finksburg. I wonder if it's the same Mike. Come on, Pepe, just put him on. Ready? Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Alan. It's me again.
What's up?
I'm your buddy Rob Keck today.
You what?
I seen your buddy Rob Keck, Director of Conservation.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Where at?
Bass Pro.
Oh.
Him and Bob, what, you know.
Folkrod?
Yeah, right. I talked to him. I talked in their seminar, and I seen SeanMann.com.
Yep. Sean's the director of the Hunting Coalition. Yep.
It was Keck that told me to tell you hi.
Who did?
Keck. Rob Keck.
Oh, did he? Good.
Yep. We talked about you, and I told him I knew you.
Yep.
And he said, please tell him I said hello, and they were heading back.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to call.
When was their seminar?
Today. It was about, I was there about right before dark, around 8 o'clock, 7, I guess from 7 to 8, and they let me speak. I spoke to all the guys.
Okay.
And it was good. They liked it.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. They let you speak, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They let me talk to everybody. My nephew, who was in Canada with the accident, he just happened to be in the audience. And I said, I'm going to go see if Bob Folkrod will let me talk. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah, that's all right.
And I went up and asked him. He said, sure, you can talk. So they let me talk to the guys, and I told them what I thought. And what I told them was, don't be a predator when you're out there in a tree, because that's what you give elk a bite. You just got to be a prey and think about something else. When you want that deer to come 10 more steps and that's your shot, you just got to think of something else and not be a predator for just a minute. Because I think we give out a vibe, and every time, you know, you want to kill them, they go the other way.
Hmm.
Yeah. And everybody liked it, and everybody was shaking their head. They said, yeah, I agree with that.
Great. You know, that's a good piece of advice, that's for sure.
And that's what the Indians did. They went and asked the animal to offer itself so they could feed their family.
Right.
And the animals did.
Do you remember the Wenzel brothers, Mike?
No, who were they?
Gene Wenzel and Barry Wenzel. One was a chiropractor, one was, I believe, a dentist out in Montana. Big bow hunters, big traditional bow hunters.
Oh, okay.
And back in the day, buck fever, we had, actually, Gene did a deal here in Annapolis and watched about 300 guys pay $10 a piece to go and watch a slideshow. And that kind of inspired me to create buck fever. Well, along the way, I invited Barry, the brother, to come. And had to pay him for his day off, you know, what his regular day's pay would be and his flight and all that stuff, and pay him to show up, which was fine.
But yeah, I understand.
He always wore his hat sideways. He always wore one of those little green, kind of a military-style hat. Wore it sideways on his head.
I know what you mean, yeah.
People said, why do you wear your hat sideways? He said, that's so the deer think I'm looking the other way.
Hey, you know what? Crazy stuff like that works.
Exactly.
You know that.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I'm sorry I called back again, but I had to.
Oh, that's okay.
Back.
I'm glad. I'll call Rob later this week.
Yeah, call him because I'm supposed to call him today or tomorrow. Let him get home and get settled in. He goes, Sean Mann, and mainly Sean Mann wants me to call him big time.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
He wants to hear the end of the story of my accident up in Canada.
Right. Okay.
And he was very interested. Okay, I'll see you. Thank you, Al.
Thanks, Mike. Bye bye.
Hey, bye.
All right. There we go. Hey, our buddy Denny Stauffer. I've seen Denny do auctions and so forth at a number of sporting events, and he's having his own annual sportsman's auction coming up on Saturday, October 8th. Starts at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's at 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. Nice little drive out there. He's now accepting consignments. If you have something to offer that you want to turn into cash, like a firearm, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing, turn your extra items into cash. Call Denny at 301-791-6896 or email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with Denny. Bring a friend to the auction. That's October 8th, starting at 10 in Hagerstown. You can find out all the details and on the web at stauffersauctionco.com. That phone number, 301-791-6896. Hey, Redneck Blinds, the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or in the marsh? Redneck Blinds are built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, their new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, your gun, your crossbow hunting. Stephen House, that's his name, is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check out the Redneck Blinds website. Pick out what you want, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Make arrangements. 301-331-2500. Now, you can see a redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland. It's your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo, reloading, HafersGuns.com. You need repairs or parts or custom gunsmithing? That would be HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. That's Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or Facebook, Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Shop. Let me tell you what. Clyde's is your hunting headquarters for anything and everything. And if you need anything done for your firearm cleaned or scope put on or whatever, they'll do it. But I want to tell you about a shotgun, a BPS pump shotgun, basic stuff. A pump shotgun gets your kids started with a 410 or a 20 gauge, 16, 12, 10 gauge, 28 gauge, all available. 12 gauge and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models are available. They come in a mossy oak camo, breakup infinity camo finish if you like. The waterfowl models have the three Invector Plus choke tubes available. The cool part about the Browning BPS pump is the bottom ejection. The shells come out the bottom, not out the side. Don't hit your buddy in the head. So make sure you see that and other fine Browning firearms, because Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, even Browning ammo at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 is that phone number. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Well, there we go. Brings us to the end of another fantastic Outdoorsman radio show. Hope you'll take action.